Welcome into another edition of Three and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. As we do every week, we'll be taking a look at the last game, the Chargers and Broncos matchup, a highlight from that one, the big topic of this week, and of course, the huge Monday night matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's get right to it.
Okay, doing a nice job of it. The tackle comes Pecco. Rivers goes down, back at the 48. Pecco, loss of five on the play.
Time now for first down. Caroline Dysley joins me now. And Caroline, not a lot of highlights from the last game. However, we did see some good play in the second half from the defense, particularly Domantas Pecco getting a sack of Phillip Rivers.
You know, he's a guy that usually doesn't get too many sacks. He's often facing double teams. So it was his first career sack as a Bronco coming in week seven, only his 19 and a half career sack, and it's his 12th season here. So he's a veteran guy, doesn't really get the opportunity to do it too much, but it was good to see a guy like him take one down and try and make a play happen for us in the second half.
How important is he going to be over these next 2 weeks? Because he's a guy with 10-plus years in the league. He's obviously a very emotional presence. You see him come out of the tunnel. He's flexing. He's getting the team going. The next 2 weeks are going to be tough. Chiefs, Eagles, how important is he going to be, especially against the run?
He is obviously one of our best offseason pickups, mainly because of his veteran presence in this locker room. He's changed this defensive persona and kind of filled the void of losing a guy like DeMarcus Ware. You saw him pumping up the crowd in Los Angeles, and he was just trying to get everybody going. He's always trying to rally the troops. So I think he's going to be really important as we keep going and try and, you know, keep everybody together as a team.
We have too many mistakes, and that's what happens, you know. In our three losses, they all look the same. You know, we've got busted assignments, and we've got turnovers that we can't overcome.
Time now for second down. Eric Dalala joins me now. The big headline of the week, Eric, we've heard it from the coaches and the players, turnovers and takeaways. Let's start with the turnovers first. It's something that head coach Vance Joseph said post-game and afterwards on Monday. This is something that they're going to focus on a lot this week.
Yeah, I mean, it lost them the game in Los Angeles, unfortunately. The Broncos right now sixth in giveaways, sixth most, rather, so not the right side that you want to be on. And if you looked at the three turnovers from Sunday, they were big ones. So Vance Joseph mentioned in his press conference on Monday, you have a big play to A.J. Derby to start the game off. He fumbles, the Chargers drive down to the 1 yard line, then punt, and they score on that ensuing punt return. That kind of started the whole game on the wrong foot. So that has to stop if they're going to have any chance of going into a place like Kansas City on the road on Monday Night Football in that crazy Arrowhead environment and get this thing back on track.
You mentioned it. It's going to be crazy this week at Kansas City. The Broncos said all week long, and going into Sunday, we need to get turnovers against the Chargers. We need to force turnovers. They weren't able to do that. How do you get that corrected this week?
Yeah, it's going to be tough against Kansas City. On their first offensive snap of the season, Kareem Hunt, who's now this rookie sensation, he fumbled the ball against the Patriots. And since then, they haven't turned the ball over. And so you got to find a way to either get the ball out on the ground through a forced fumble, and that's been the toughest thing for the Broncos. They've had four interceptions, but they haven't forced a fumble yet, and that's been a real issue. But we've had a lot of games where there's been no turnovers at all. They didn't pick off Tyrod Taylor. They didn't pick off Eli Manning. The second time around, they didn't pick off Phillip Rivers. And so they're going to have to find a way to do that. And the way you do that is you get ahead. And the Broncos talked about this. Vance Joseph said, our defense can only be really great when we have a lead. Because, listen, the Chiefs have been up a lot this year. And when the Chiefs are up, they can run the ball. They can throw those easy passes. They can do things like Phillip Rivers did this week where they're short slants and the defense doesn't really have a chance to make a play. But if you can get ahead, you can get a 7-0 or 10-0 or 14-point lead at some point in the game, that's when you're going to put the team in position to get takeaways. And that's how you're going to beat this team.
They protect him. Smith unloads it. And it's caught. The deflection by Wilson.
We've now reached third down. Phil Milani joins me now. Phil, looking ahead to that Chiefs game. We're going to Chiefs Kingdom. I know it's a favorite place for you to visit during our road schedule. What type of challenges does this Chiefs team present?
Well, you know, it's all about their offense, at least in terms of this matchup for me. I mean, Alex Smith has been playing really well so far this season. They have the best running back in the league, according to Chris Harris Jr. and Kareem Hunt. He leads the league in rushing yards, more than 700 yards. And when they have that ground game going, it opens things up down the field. You know, Travis Kelce, we know, Broncos fans know what he's capable of. And then on top of that, they have the speed with Tyreek Hill. So when that offense really gets going, I think that it becomes really difficult to slow them down. But I actually like this matchup in terms of a strong offense going against the Broncos' strong defense. I think that kind of matchup works out better for the Broncos versus when they play a really good defense and a so-so offense.
We talked about turnovers and takeaways on second down. Is this the toughest place to play in the NFL outside of Denver, in your opinion? Because I know the noise is definitely going to be a factor.
Oh, it's definitely one of them. If not the most, it is right up there. I mean, they get the crowd going with that drum. Matt, you know how much I love that drum. That gets the crowd really energized, and it's going to be a completely opposite atmosphere that the Broncos saw than the Broncos saw last week in Los Angeles, where there was probably more than 10,000 Broncos fans there, and Philip Rivers was using the silent count. Completely different type of thing. And what you notice happens in Kansas City a lot is when one mistake happens, it quickly turns into two mistakes, three mistakes. Things start to snowball. So the Broncos got to be careful. No turnovers, no huge explosive plays.
That'll do it for us. Special thanks to Austin Brink and Aaron Gunning behind the camera, as well as Caroline Disley, Eric Dalala, and Phil Milani. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. Thank you so much for joining us on 3 and Out.